The 13th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, once said, "The ballot is stronger than the bullet." I like that quote because there is a lot of truth to it. Our vote will always be stronger than any gun. I believe voting is a very important thing to do for two main reasons. One, the women before me made a huge sacrifice in order for their voices just to be heard. I consider it my duty and my honor to carry on what they were able to achieve for all women. Second, I'm a part of the generations following 1971 that are able to use their voice at the age of 18 rather than 21. A year I hope will always be remembered by all women all over the country is 1920. This was an amazing year for women in the United States. Women were finally given the right to use their voice. They were finally going to have a political say in what went on in their country. The 19th Amendment, passed in 1919, gave women the right to vote. Sadly, almost 100 years later, the younger generation of women seem to have no idea what it was like not to be allowed the right to vote, and they take it for granted. Where would we be as a whole without that right? Women in the early 1900s were making many sacrifices in order just to be heard, or to even have a voice in their homes. For example, Elizabeth Stanton stood up for her belief that she, along with all women, needed to have the right to vote. Stanton held a convention where she then spoke out about how women needed to have rights. This was a big step for women, and it moved women's suffrage in the right direction. Eventually, after a few years, women were granted the right to vote. Why is voting not treated with the same amount of respect today? Voting should be considered something sacred. This is one of the easiest fundamental ways for people to show how they feel and help shape their country. Today, it almost seems that teens my age don't care. However, I feel the complete opposite. My vote is my voice. My vote is one way I can help change the world around me. Why is it seen by some as a waste of their time? From my perspective, it seems as if younger women are more materialistic and focused on self-interest than the importance of using their vote to have a voice in our democracy. But how can they not care when women years ago fought hard to make that happen? 1969, almost 50 years ago, Americans were fighting in the Vietnam War. Kids, just a little older than me, were being sent off to war without a choice. These kids, not even old enough to vote, were sent off without any kind of voice, except, yes, sir. It's unfathomable. These were kids. The government believed they were old enough to be sent off to war and possibly die, but that they weren't old enough to vote for who would represent them. What kind of law was this, and why wasn't it being changed? Thankfully, in 1971, the 26th Amendment was added to our Bill of Rights. This amendment changed the voting age from 21 to 18. So, the big question, why does my vote really matter? Well, I know that when I turn 18 and take part in the presidential election happening in 2020, I will know why my vote is so vital. My vote is important, not only as a woman, but as part of the younger generation. This is my voice, and it's yours too. So why not use it? Why not use something that cannot be taken away from you? Why not take part in voting? I know I always will, and I hope you will too. Thank you.